Rules Committee to order for today, June 23rd. With that, I'll open up a work session on House Bill 2668. Erin, will you describe the measure?
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I will direct your attention to the A13 amendment. The A13 amendment on House Bill 2668 replaces the original measure. It prohibits the Oregon Department of Agriculture from issuing industrial hemp license or seed production permit to applicant with operation within 1,000 feet of school. It requires Oregon Department of Agriculture to rescind any licenses for any existing operation within 1,000 feet of school. ODA will reissue the license if operation becomes compliant with 1,000 foot requirement, or will provide compensation if operation is unable to comply and has planted hemp seeds. It specifies criteria to receive compensation. It requires licensed grower of industrial hemp to permit Oregon Department of Agriculture and Oregon State University to use operation for research. Specifies type of research to be conducted no later than February 1, 2017. The department will use findings from research as basis for rulemaking. Oregon Department of Agriculture is to convene Rule Advisory Committee for rulemaking, specifies membership of Rule Advisory Committee, establishes moratorium on issuance of licenses to growers of industrial hemp until March 1st, 2017, after rules have been issued. There is an emergency clause on this measure. We have a no revenue impact on the -A13 amendment, Madam Chair. We do not have the fiscal impact on the A13 amendment. We did receive a fiscal impact on the A11 amendment, which is very similar to the A13. So we do anticipate a statement being issued. This measure does have to go to Ways and Means with the A13 or if we adopted the A11. So the movement before you today, Madam Chair, will be to adopt the A13 amendment. Then we will suspend the rules to allow the committee to take action on the measure without the A13 fiscal statement before us. But the measure is going to Ways and Means, so that will be the motion before you.
I would accept a motion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, I move to adopt the A13 amendment to House Bill 2668A.
Okay. So Vice Chair Gilliam has moved to adopt the A13 amendments to House Bill 2668A. Is there any discussion? I would just like to say thank you to everyone that worked so hard to get this. Was a very complex bill, and having medical marijuana growers, the Farm Bureau, people growing hemp. Representative Wilson, want to thank you very much for your input. Representative Buckley's office, Lindsay Baker, my office. This took a lot more work than I think people expected, but I believe that we have a really good outcome as we're moving into a different place where we've got opportunities for farmers to grow crops that they can that both do good and have them do well. And with that, I think we need to suspend the rules, right?
First, we need to adopt
the A13. So, all right, with that, is there any objection to adopting the A13 amendment? Seeing none, motion passes. Vice Chair Gillen.
Now we need to suspend the rules.
Madam Chair, I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking action on House Bill 2668 without having the fiscal impact on hand at this time.
Vice Chair Gilliam has moved that the rules be suspended for the purpose of taking action on a House Bill 2668 without having the fiscal impact statements at this time. Is there any objection? Seeing none, motion passes, and now would accept the final motion.
And now the final motion, Madam Chair. I move House Bill 2668A with a due pass as amended recommendation, and the measure be referred to Ways and Means.
Vice Chair Gilliam has moved House Bill 2668 with a due pass as amended recommendation, and the measure be referred to Ways and Means. Is there discussion? Representative Wilson.
Before we go to the vote, I just want to again reflect what you have said. Thanks to everybody who was interested, took part in this, and came up with, I think, a great work product, which is, I know, important to all of us. So thanks to everybody.
Representative Gilliam.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Before we vote, and I am appreciative of all the work and of your comments as well as Representative Wilson's, this is reality. and we're dealing with a very, as you said, complex issue. I'm particularly pleased that we could be respectful in this very strange situation of our folks in agriculture. However, I also want to put on the record that July 1 is coming, and I believe very strongly that we have not seen the complete ramifications and the difficulty and the harm that our larger move towards marijuana is going to cause. However, I'm an aye because this is reality and we have to deal with the situation. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. With that, is there any other discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, motion passes. Close the work session on House Bill 2668. Meeting is adjourned. Enjoy your day, everybody.